من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله سيد المرسلين وخاتم النبيين ورحمة للعالمين وصلى الله على آله الطاهرين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا أوصيكم عباد الله ونفسي بتقوى الله. We are going through the blessed early days of the month of Dhul-Hijjah. Just yesterday we commemorated the wafat of our fifth Imam, Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salatu wasalam. Keeping that in mind, I wanted to share with you an important hadith from the Imam about some of the principles of a good life in this dunya and akhirah. And this is a narration which is from Sheikh Kulaini in Al-Kafi, where he talks about this hadith from the fifth Imam, where he says, Al-Kamal, Kullul Kamal. There is another version of this narrated by Sheikh Tusi, where the sequence of the message is different. But in the preamble, instead of saying Al-Kamal, Kullul Kamal, the words are Min Alamatil Mu'min. And so we can just combine both of them, where the Imam is talking about what does it mean when we talk about perfection in life. Or you can say that what are the signs of a true mu'min? A true mu'min is somebody who should be striving for perfection in his life. Three things that the Imam mentions. Number one, at-tafaqquh fi al-deen. You know, to study the religion. And this is, of course, essential for us in this dunya as well as in the hereafter. Number two, he says, وَالصَّبْرْ عَلَى النَّائِبَةِ. You should inculcate in yourself that power which is known as patience and sabr, so that when you face difficulties and challenges in life and calamities, you are able to deal with it. And number three, this might seem something very worldly issue, he says, وَتَقْدِيرُ الْمَعِيشَةِ. In other version, the words are slightly different. Husnul taqdir fil ma'isha, which means good management of your livelihood. You should be a good manager of whatever blessings and the resources that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us. And so when we look at the issue of knowledge, of course, this is very important. You know, because Islam is a religion which covers every aspect of life. It does not only talk about spirituality. Amir al-Mu'mineen has a statement where he says, Al-Fiqh thumma matjar, talking about traders and business people. He says, go and learn fiqh first before you go to your trading post, because you should know what is halal and what is haram. Patience also is something, unfortunately, you know, in our culture we think patience means hopelessness, weakness. Whereas if you study this concept in Quran, this is considered to be a power. It is the strength that when you face challenges, you know how to deal with that. And so sabr is not actually a weak, you know, weakness, it is actually the strength. And therefore you will see in some of the ayat of Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala summarizes the moral and ethical values, sabr is always there. Even in this ayat, surah that we recite at the end of this first khutbah, wal asr, But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you know, human beings are in loss unless they have four things: Iman, amal salih, good deeds, and then what? That they are able to encourage one another to stand on haqq, and then those who can exercise sabr. So sabr is always, you know, selected as a very high, you know, level quality as far as akhlaq is concerned. And of course, then the Imam talks about taqdeer al-ma'isha, to manage your own livelihood. What does it mean? What is taqdeer and managing your livelihood in a right way is concerned? It means basically to adapt what we call a balanced way of dealing with it. Moderation. Islam is sirat al-mustaqim. Stays away from the extremes. It is there always in the middle. Even when it comes to our ma'ash, our livelihood, the wealth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us, we have to stay away from the extremes. On one hand, you have bukhl, niggardliness, you know, stinginess. There are people who actually have money, but they are not only bakhil for others, they are even bakhil for themselves. Why? Because they fear, if I use it now, what will happen to me in the future? And time comes, they die, and their wealth is there to be used by their own children. Hopefully the children will use it in a good way and earn thawab for it. Whereas this fellow didn't get anything in the dunya, neither in the akhirah. And so that is one extreme of niggardliness, stinginess. And the other extreme is what is known as israf and tabzir. Extravagance or being wasteful of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to you. And so you have to stay there in the middle path, away from these extremes, and that is the meaning of taqdeer al-ma'isha, as Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salatu wa salam has said. Between the two, israf and tabdhir, extravagance and being wasteful is worse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah number 17, ayah 26-27, compares that to the people who are brethren, ikhwanu shayateen. They are brothers of the shaitans. And this is, you know, if you want to see one example these days, you have Saudi Arabia paying the amount, staggering amount, $255,000 in 8 golf events this year. This is the, you know, prize that they are giving out. On the other hand, look at the need of the Muslim countries. Forget that. See how they are mismanaging the Hajj this year. You know, the Imam is talking about the issue of taqdeer al-ma'isha, you know, to basically have a good management, or husn taqdeer fil ma'isha, and this is how they are spending the wealth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to them. So you have to stay away from, you know, bukhl, as well as from israf and tabdeer. And this is where we'll be able to find the right way. You would be able to, you know, have a good life in this dunya and for your family, provided you also fulfill the duties that you have, the rights that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has imposed on your livelihood and your wealth. This is where you will build your dunya as well as your akhirah. In Ahsan al-Hadith, Kitabullah al-Aziz, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, wa al-Asr, inna al-insana lafi khusr, illa al-lazina amanu wa amil al-salihat, wa tawasaw bil-haq, wa tawasaw bil-sabr.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحليم الكريم غافر الذنب وقابل التوبة وهو الغفور الرحيم ونشهد أن لا إله إلا هو العتوف للعباد بجوده والعواد على المذنبين بحلمه ونشهد أن محمدا نبيه وحبيبا سيد المرسلين وشفيع المذنبين ورحمة للعالمين صلى الله عليه وآله الداعين إلى سبيل الله بالحكمة والموعظة الحسنة قادة الأمم وأولياء النعمة ومعدن الرحمة أوصيكم عباد الله بالتوبة ما سلف من ذنوبكم تلايت علامة الطباطبائي رحمة الله عليه In a series of question answers which were asked of him in at different times, they put it together in a book. Someone asked him that why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his worldly blessings to the West? Whereas we here do the five time namaz, we fast in Ramadan, we go for ziyarat, we do all these rituals. And he gave a very beautiful answer there. He says, they are kind and merciful to their own people. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if you look at the concept of silat al-rahim, to be good to your own family and relatives. Amir al-Mu'mineen has a statement where he says, you might see a family which is of fusaq, those who are sinners. They don't really care about religion. And Allah has blessed them. Whereas you will see another family of believers and practicing people, but they have been deprived of the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, look at the difference. You will see those who are fasiq are still maintaining silat al-rahim, whereas those who are mu'min are doing qita' al-rahim. They don't care about their own relatives. And so many times, you know, the ni'mat comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is conditions to certain situations. It's a reaction of what we do. And so this issue of taqdeer al-ma'isha is very, very important to keep in mind. An example from Quran would be managing your livelihood is the example of Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam in Surah number 12, which is actually his own life completely. That is the only surah which is historically in a chronological order from the beginning to the end. Otherwise, Quran is not a book of history. You will see the story of Ibrahim in 50 different places, not necessarily in the sequence of history. You know, the only story in narration in Quran which is there in a sequence is surah number 12. About Prophet Yusuf. You know the story where, you know, the king there saw the dream. He was asking for the interpretation, and one of those who had been released from the jail who was with Yusuf alayhi salam, you know, he said, give me, you know, a time to go and meet somebody who would know that. And he goes to Yusuf alayhi salam and he says, and this is in ayat number 46 to 49 of that surah, where he says, can you give me an opinion about this dream where the person saw seven fat cows which were being eaten by seven lean ones and seven green ears of the grains and seven dry ones so that I can go back to the king and inform them about the interpretation of the dream. Yusuf alayhi salam said what it means is that you should sow for 7 years continuously. You will have good, you know, rain at that time. And during those 7 years, whatever you reap from the grain, put them in the storage other than what you need at that time. And then you will have 7 years of hardship, you know, with drought. And this is where you will use what you have, you know, saved during the 7 years of the previous and leave a little bit as the seeds for the year after that. So he's predicting that after those 7 years of drought, there will be a rain again.
And so this was something, you know, very much impressed the king. And eventually that led to his being released from the prison. Not only that, he was made the person in charge of the treasury of Egypt at the time. Finance ministry, if we may call it, or minister of revenue. And this is where we come to realize that the king was not necessarily a believer. And the example that we see, other than this issue of how to manage, you know, the livelihood and the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for your use as well as for the future, we also see the importance of knowledge and justice. And this is where we have to realize that, you know, it's an example that we have to follow in this part of the world. It should be through your character, through your trustworthiness and honesty in dealing with others, that you should be able to attain a good position even in a non-Muslim system. That is an example from the Quran. One more example from Amir al-Mu'mineen. You know, we always go back to him. In khutbah number 227, he gives us an example from a very insignificant animal. He says, look at the ant. It's so small. انظر إلى النملة في صغر جثتها ولطافة هيئتها. Look at this, so small in size, so delicate. In spite of being so small, the system that it is of digestive and how it works. He says it's so small that sometimes you do not even know. You just trample on it and you go away. You don't even realize that it was there. He says, but look at it. كيف دبت على أرضها. How it moves around on the earth. وصبت على رزقها. And then it reaches to its risk, its sustenance. Whatever it wants to eat. What does it do? تنقل الحبة إلى هجرها. It takes that grain or whatever it found back to its hole. To do what? تعدها في مستقرها. It's using at that time, also storing it. For what? تجمع في حرها لبردها. During the summer time, it stores the food also to be used during the winter time. So even that small creature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, Amir al-Mu'mineen says, look at this example. You know, how do you do taqdeer al-ma'isha? Manage your livelihood. And so let me go back to that hadith of Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salatu wa salam. In the version by Shaykh Tusi, he ends with the words where he says, مَا خَيْرٌ فِي رَجُلٍ لَا يَقْتَصِدْ فِي مَعِيشَتِهِ. There is no good. There is nothing, you know, virtuous for a person who does not manage his livelihood. مَا يَصْلَحُ لَا لِدُنْيَاهُ وَلَا لِآخِرَتِهِ. You know, neither does he improve his dunya, his life in this world, nor his life in the akhirah. And so this issue of, you know, managing ourselves, our resources, this is something very important that we have to keep in mind, especially the economic situation that we are going through now. This is something that we have to realize is not only a matter of finance, it is also a religious, you know, guidelines that we have to manage ourselves in the best manner. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq for that, inshallah. Allahumma salli ala sayyid al-mursaleen wa shafi al-mudhunibin nabiyyana Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Wa ala imam al-muttaqeen wa amir al-mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib salawatullah alayhi. وعلى سيدة نساء العالمين سيدتنا فاطمة بنت رسول الله صلوات الله عليها وعلى سيد شباب أهل الجنة الحسن المجتبى والحسين الشهيد بكربلاء عليهم الصلاة والسلام اللهم صل على أئمة المسلمين علي بن حسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي عليهم الصلاة والسلام. اللهم صل على مولانا الحجة بن الحسن صاحب العصر والزمان. صل على محمد. ما حيا صار البدء والطغيان هادم أبنية الشرك والنفاق حاسد فر البغي والشقاق. صلوات الله وسلامه عليه وعلى آباء الكرام ما اتصلت الليالي والأيام. اللهم عجل فرج وصح المخرج واكحل ناظرنا بنظرة منا إليه واجعلنا من المستشهدين بين يديه. اللهم اجعلنا ممن يذكر فتنفعه الذكرى. إن الله يعمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون.